And prosperity.
Yes.
May the the blessings of Almighty God, accompany you every minute of every day. And may the favor of God be upon you. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I bless you.
I pray for you. Family.
The
blessings of God be in your family, on your children. May the good Lord protect and keep them.
I can see.
Protect them from the evil.
The glory of your King.
And I really bless you with the blessings of the Lord.
Yes, I love you with the love. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I
thank you. May God bless you.
Blessing of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I bless you.
Wednesday evening, our midweek victory service. Sundays at 3, our service, our live service. If you can't be here with us live, then tune us in over the airwaves. This coming Sunday is our fourth Sunday, and our guest speaker will be Pastor Maxine Lee from Essex, Maryland. Hallelujah. Afterwards, we'll have a fellowship dinner. Don't come looking for turkey. Hallelujah. Y'all be all turkeyed up by then.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you come, don't forget to bring your pennies for the pennies for Uganda jar. If you drop in the jar, we're still assisting Dr. Helene Russell in building a hospital in Uganda. She's supposed to be our January speaker. Hallelujah. Sharing with us her her experiences in the mission field in Uganda.
Hallelujah.
So mark your calendars for that date.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't forget, when you have the chance to go to the ministry's website, rymmi.org, and see what the mission and vision is for the church. There's a cash app there if you like to cash app the church a blessing. Hallelujah. And then also, you can also go to the church's GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. We're believing God for great and mighty things. Hallelujah. We believe in God for that building that has a great auditorium and a dining hall and the classrooms and the offices, office spaces, hallelujah, and the parking lot. We also believe in God to be able to have washing stations in northeast, south, and west of the Baltimore City to be able to minister to the homeless. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And we know that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Hallelujah. God wants us to believe for it while he supplies the need, as he is able. Hallelujah. And first, second, third Sunday of the month, we now have our youth, our Good News Youth Club.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the overseer of that is Elder QB Stevenson, and she is arming the children with the word of God.
Yeah. So
children has to be armed. And being able to know how to answer that bully in school, knowing how to tell someone about the hope that they have within them, hallelujah. And she's teaching them, and the children are memorizing verses and memorizing pledges, hallelujah. And they're getting the word of God down in their spirit, hallelujah. It's ages 5 to 17. You want your children to know the word of God, send them out, hallelujah. And on the fourth Sunday of the month, they're going to be able to show us or share with us what they've learned their first, second, and third Sunday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever Elder QB Stevenson has taught them, hallelujah, they're going to share with us and be rewarded for their learning.
Hallelujah.
We are excited to see what our young people are learning in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. It's Children's Church Plus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So bring your children out to learn the word of God by someone saved and filled the Holy Ghost and has a heart for the children. Hallelujah. Thank God in all things. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you so much. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. And thank you, Pastor Peaches. And this is an advanced announcement. The fourth Sunday in December is actually Christmas Day. And we will not have a live service because we're going to minister to our family in celebration to the birth of Christ. We don't know if he was actually born on the 25th, and most likely he wasn't. But that's the day we celebrate that. We want to celebrate that every day. But the 25th, we're going to treat that as to minister to your family.
Mm-hmm.
And this minister, we will have a service from the archives.
Yes.
So you can tune in to the number you tuned in today, but we won't have live service. Don't come, because I might have a turkey bone in my mouth or something. I don't know. I might not even be here. So don't come on Christmas Day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory to God. You might need to go and catch that guy coming down the chimney. And you don't even have a chimney. So you stay home that day.
Glory to
God. But anyway, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God again for the housekeeping suggestion. Pastor Peaches, we thank you so much. God bless you. And just amazing that this year is leaving. And I just celebrated New Year's, and now we're going to have to celebrate it again. My goodness, Lord Jesus, but we thank God for blessing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what, Pastor Peaches? I thank God for somebody praying for me.
Me too.
When I didn't have sense enough to pray for myself, you know that? There were times when I was a knucklehead. Come on, I got to tell the truth. Now, some people won't even say that. Yeah, well, when they call themselves a knucklehead, they were smart when they came out the womb. You know, they was intelligent. They knew everything when they came out. I say, I wasn't like that. I did make mistakes. I was a knucklehead. And sometimes I was a heathen. I was a drum major for backsliders. But somebody, thank you, Jesus. I feel my help coming now. Somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They took a little time to pray for me.
Thank you.
I'm so glad they prayed for me. You ought to be glad they prayed for you, because you wouldn't be listening to this broadcast if somebody hadn't prayed for you. So we're going to pray for others right now.
Thank you, Lord.
We're going to take time. You see, this is in the beginning. They usually do that at the end of services. We do it at the beginning. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
We're going to pray for others.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's important to put the prayer, because the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail of
much.
And when the praises go up, the blessings come down. So we're going to put that, hallelujah, people's names up into the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah. God inhabits the praise of his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I pray the prayer in the background,
yes.
Begin to articulate names. I call out names. Put them in the atmosphere of blessings.
Because
they did it for you.
Thank
Glory
you.
To God. All right. God bless you now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Thank you, Lord.
I pray for my wife.
Thank you, Lord. Touch, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray for hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And you have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yvette and Mother Dolores and Rosalind and Ronald and all the whole.
That's Lord. That's
Minister. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Minister Linda and
Hallelujah.
And Reggie and Barry and David and
Hallelujah.
And Alan and Danya
and Yael
and Bianca. All of the fans and great
fans. Hallelujah.
Hi, family. Man.
Grandchildren.
For Julia and Anna and Ava and Kitty and little Kitty.
Thank you, God.
And little Stephanie and Desiree and Monica and Julius. Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Donovan and Malachi. Jacquard and the most. Ah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Good God. Your God. Hallelujah. Your temple will shake. And Mitchell, little Mitchell. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Mitchell and First Lady. Hallelujah. Pastor Don Street and First Lady. Pastor Tom Swin and First Lady. Hallelujah. Apostle Dustin Harbor and First Lady. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Maxine Lee and Pastor
Elijah.
Bless you. Hallelujah. Sister Irene, Sister Miller, Sister Jones, Brother Harold and Brother Jim. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Harry Warsaw, Maisha Warsaw, Margaret Brown, Gretchen K. Devotee,
Emmanuel.
Gary Don Wilson, Linda and Joseph Garcia.
Hallelujah. Touch the body.
The great grandchildren, oh God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For Tiny, another Tiny, and another Tiny. Hallelujah. And Kimberly, another Kimberly, another Kimberly. And Dominique, and another Dominique, and another Dominique, and another Dominique. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Pamela, another Pamela, another Pamela. Hallelujah.
John. We are all right.
Danielle, another Danielle, and another Danielle. Roche, thank you.
Hallelujah.
And Earl, and another Earl. And another Earl, one more Earl. And Tavon, and another Tavon. George Stilts, and another Tavon. And Maurice. Apostle Margie Mercer. The entire family, oh God.
school, glory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yvonne, again, hallelujah.
Okay. Oh, well.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh. I guess they'll be telling me I need some new material, just like I told you for plenty of years. You need some new material. That's getting old. Okay. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for another Wednesday evening. Thank God for this season. Hallelujah. Thank God for all that he is to us. Glory, glory, glory. And tonight, I want to talk about rights. Everybody has rights. And lately, it's just the different things that I've witnessed. It seems like young people or the children in the school system and children here and there have more rights than adults. You wonder, like, what's going on here? But young people, you know what? I'm going to share with you tonight some of the rights that you have. Hallelujah. Mm-mm. Excuse me. And you have the right to 1 John 1:19. And it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Galatians 4:6 says, and because you are sons, God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Sometimes we think, you know, when we run into a situation, we run to someone that's been in the Lord a long time, or somebody that we think that can get a prayer through, or somebody that we think is more spiritual than us, or somebody that's been in the way, or somebody that we look up to in authority. Hallelujah. We have the right to be called a child of God.
Hallelujah.
We call him Abba Father. It's something that only a born-again Christian has. John 1:12-13. When we are born again, John 3:1-8, we are adopted into the family of God, redeemed from the curse of sin, and made heirs of God. Romans 8:17, Galatians 4:7.
Yeah.
Part of that new relationship is that God deals with us differently as family. Romans 4:17 tells us that we can call those things that be not as though they are or as though they were. And that scripture is referring to Sarah not being able to, not being a mother yet, and God telling her husband that he'll make her father of many nations. Hallelujah. This scripture was written many years ago, but we have the same right today to call those things that we don't see as if they were.
Hallelujah.
Believing, and we have the confidence in the man that we're praying to, that's Jesus Christ, that he is able to bring, he is able to manifest what we are praying about and what we're thanking him for. Hallelujah. You see situations in your family, you see situations in school, you know, and you say, Lord, I just thank you for having a pleasant teacher. I thank you, Lord God, for my teacher having good attitudes. Lord, I thank you for blessing my parents with the money that they need to buy me the things that they need. Lord, I thank you for blessing me with the shoes and the tennis shoes that I need, that I desire.
Mm-hmm.
You may not see them, but you are believing, you're saying, Lord, I thank you for them. And you know what? And God will manifest in front of you just what you're believing him for. Let me tell you what rights you have. You have the right to ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you from your sins. You have the right to call Jesus anytime, day or night, just like you would a parent that loves you, and knowing that that parent is going to come to your aid or come to your rescue. You have the right to call him daddy and ask him for whatever you need. You have the right to tell him your secrets and everything that's in your heart, and knowing that it's not going to be heard again. He's not going to run and tell anybody. You have these rights. And you know what? When an adult comes to the Lord, an adult has those rights. But it doesn't stop there. Hallelujah. When you come to Jesus Christ and ask him to forgive you of your sins, don't you know you have the same right that somebody grown has? Hallelujah. Because in the word of God, he wants us to come as children. He wants us to come with a pure heart just like you has. Hallelujah. And you're going to look to Jesus for everything. You have that right to know that when you ask God for something, it's going to, he's going to do it. He got your back. Whatever you're believing him for, he's going to do it. It doesn't matter, great or small or whatever. Nothing is small to the Lord. He's going to listen to your request. He's not going to laugh and say, oh, please, what are you asking me for that for? Not again. You asked me to help you with that last week. What happened to getting over that problem last week? God is not like that. He is not like that. Hallelujah. Whatever you have asked him to help you with, don't you know he is there to help you with it again and again and again? You make a mistake, okay, he's not, get up, brush yourself off. Lord, please forgive me. Please help me in this area. Don't you know he's not going to wipe it in your face like a human does? Like, my goodness, then you, I thought you got over that. What you doing, falling in that area again? No, Jesus is not like that. You have the right to go to him any and for morning, noon, night, when you land in the bed at night, you have the right to say, okay, Father, this is what's on my mind. You can tell him your innermost secrets. Hallelujah. And don't you know he'll hear you, and he will come to your aid. He'll come to your rescue. Hallelujah. Whatever the situation is that you need, that you want to share with him, he will stick closer to you than a brother. He is as close to you as your very breath. Hallelujah. God is that friend that's always there. He's not like a fair weather friend. You know what I mean by fair weather friend? When everything is going great, that friend got your back. Then when your back get up against the wall and you need somebody to help you fight, you look around and that fair weather friend is gone. And he done joined the witness protection.
Yeah.
And you looking around for and you looking around for your buddy, and your buddy done left you high and dry. He done said, you handle that one by yourself. I see you later. God is not like that. He is, oh my gosh. When you fall in love with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When you put your hand in his hand,
yeah,
when you accept him in your heart, it's nothing like it. It's nothing like it. Oh, young people.
Hallelujah.
Don't wait until you are older. Hallelujah. Accept Jesus Christ in your heart now. Hallelujah. While you have strength in your body. While you can. Hallelujah. While you can talk. You can just sit down with one of your friends at lunch and say, oh, hey, let me tell you what I've been experiencing with the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God is just so good. I want you to experience the life with Jesus Christ that he designed you to. Hallelujah. I got saved at a young age. Hallelujah. And I thank God I have been able to avoid and to miss a whole lot of foolishness. And a whole lot of things that could have happened to me as a young person, but did not. And I just thank God for Jesus. And the Lord blessed in school, blessed in college, blessed on the buses, blessed in the college classrooms. Everywhere I went, God blessed and protected me, even in the schools, going from the classrooms in the basement to the classrooms on the first floor and second floor. Hallelujah. God is able to do it, and he's able to do the same for you. Think about those rights that you had. Hallelujah. And exercise your rights. That's some rights that you can exercise without anything else happening to you, without anybody fussing at you or anything like that. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor. God bless you.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on today.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Hallelujah.
We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Again, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Tom.
We bless your name, O God. Puro Shekiri Moshatara. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're in the text today. It says to examine yourselves, and we thank you for your word that helps us do that. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelation 1:5b says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:27 says, we have redemption through your blood, and through your blood,
Amen.
And our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us.
Yeah.
Now, in the text on the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves, and for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, but look at some Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves. Strength to ourselves,
yeah.
Healing to ourselves,
yeah.
Life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Numbers 23:19, your word declares, hallelujah, glory to God. You said in your word that you're not a man that you should lie, Lord God. Hallelujah. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent.
Yes.
So we thank you for your word on tonight. On the same night, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was between. He took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Thank you, Jesus.
In remembrance of you, we take this cup.
We thank you, Lord.
And remember your blood.
We thank you, Lord, for your healing already. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61:1-3. Declare that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt.
Yes.
So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives.
Thank you.
Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body.
Yeah.
The alimentary system, cardiovascular system, endocrine system, the genital system, integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside. And we thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. And Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night when the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. He took also the cup, and when he had given thanks, he thanked you again, Lord. He declared that this is a new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, and verse 23. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah 43, verse 26. God, you said to bring you in remembrance that we may be justified. And we are made worthy today because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your word said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future. I'm accepting mistakes. I'm focused on the Savior. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep. As we travel in vehicles throughout the land. As we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the Elijah, the Jesus, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, systematically, nullifies, brings to north, makes the north end, speaks to live, reverses, eliminates, until it destroys every curse against us and our family, every cell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family. Every spell, every hex, every bad thing. Fire, 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 fire.
Fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire.
Fire, fire, fire,
fire, fire. In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to north, to no effect. Brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, hallelujah, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. Ah, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, our bonus family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, a lean, clean, spiritual kingdom of sins. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're faithful. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power,
both
now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I know some people wonder why I always give the addresses. Most of the time, I give the addresses of the scripture. I'm just going the extra mile, y'all.
Hallelujah.
But somebody's going to need to know where the scripture that I'm quoting is. And if they don't know how to use their concordance, if they don't have a strong concordance, hallelujah, then they can go directly to the scripture because I gave where it's found. I know somebody say, oh, it don't take all of that.
It's
the icing on the cake. It shows that I not just, I like the word of God. I love the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
You've been very patient tonight.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Yes, you've been very patient for the last 26, going on 27 years, too.
Amen.
I need to ask you another question.
Ooh, hallelujah.
What time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Ruka Shem Adonai. Bless be God the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right.
You've been patient with me too. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, bless God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, I receive your anointing to teach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save and fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness, and let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to transform on serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you and your satanic cohorts. We curse you from the root and command you to rebound in Jesus.
Yes.
And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed that shall be sown tonight. 30, 60, and 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. We thank you, Lord, for it. Hallelujah. And Father God, you get the praise. You get the honor.
Yes, you do.
You get the glory. And we bless your name, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Spirit, we bless your name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
And we all said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Before we go in and pray, I'd like for Pastor Peaches, if you would read the addresses on this evening. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Y'all got your pencils and paper ready?
Hallelujah.
It's not a lot of, I ain't gonna say that. Hallelujah. Okay, here we go. 2 Corinthians 5:17. John 8:32. Philippians 3:13-14. Hebrews 12:1. And Colossians 2:21.
Hallelujah. You mean this was 5 scriptures?
So far?
Praise the Lord. Jesus is
Lord.
Well, I Pastor Peaches, I do love history. And I have this affinity for history. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In 1972... Hollywood put out a movie starring Bill McGee.
Okay.
It was entitled Don't Look in the Basement.
Ooh.
Don't Look in the Basement.
Oh, wow.
It was a horror picture.
Yeah, you were saying it sounds spooky.
Yeah, it was a horror picture.
Mm.
Something bad seems to happen in that movie when folk looked in the basement. All right. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to go somewhere else. In Papua New Guinea, there is a bird called the Pitua bird. I'm going to spell that. P-I, P as in Paul, I, T as in Tom, O-H-U-I. This, according to scientists, is the only bird in the world that is poisonous.
Hmm.
And it's found in Papua New Guinea. Now, what is significant about this bird is that it resembles an oriole bird. But if you touch its feathers or its body or it scratches you, you will be poisoned.
Hmm.
Now, researchers have found out that this bird doesn't develop the poison themselves.
Hmm.
It's because of their diet. They eat a beetle poisonous. And somehow this bird's body absorbs the poison and doesn't affect them. This may have been nature's way of getting rid of those poisonous beetles. I don't know. But still, the bird is poisonous.
Hmm.
So you don't touch it. You don't let it bite you, scratch you, or anything.
Hmm.
You know what? That reminded me of a scripture. Can I share a scripture with
you? Yes.
It's the last scripture I gave, but start with it, and we're going to end up with Colossians 2:21. What does it say? Go there. Colossians chapter 2, verse 21, and then I'll give you the...
Okay. Touch not, taste not, handle not.
Mm. Okay. It says, touch not. Read that again.
It says... Colossians 2:21. Touch not, taste not, handle not.
It's poison to you. Okay, so what, the connection here, looking down in the basement, terrible things happen to folk. Touching stuff that's bad, it may look good, or it may have been bad, but going and touching it, although it may look pretty because it's the hooded Pitua, the hooded Pitua. It's black. The most venomous one is the one that's black with red or orange belly.
Mm.
Looks like an oriole bird, doesn't it? I suggest you just look. Stay away from it because it might decide that you might be something that they can bite on. But anyway, for a few minutes, I want to talk about a subject. Don't go there. The subject of tonight's message is don't go there. Neighbor?
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
I remember in 1976, my father passed away. Now, I understand the propensity that people have to go to the gravesite and put flowers and that's wonderful. I don't do that because I hold in my heart the good memories, the laughter, the jokes. I remember we going fishing. My mother and I on the bridge fishing. My father says later on, he went fishing too. He in the car asleep. That was funny to me. I remember the good times. Often we lose something. We have tragedy in our lives, or we have a big mistake that we made in our lives. I say it to you, don't go there. Because when you go back, it's just like you having a sore. You remember when you were a little child and you got a sore and a scab, you know, came over it,
mm-hmm.
and you would pick on it and you pick it
mm-hmm.
and it start bleeding again. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it would never get healed because you kept picking on it.
Mm-hmm.
Healing has to take place. You negate God's healing when you keep going there. Yes, we've lost someone. Yes, we made a big mistake which affected our lives for a long while. But don't go there. God has healed you. God has blessed you. You negate his healing when you go there. Because the pain, the agony, all of that stuff revisits itself. Yeah, it happened 20 years ago. I'm going to tell you something. Every now and then, I think about my father. It's almost 50 years since my father transitioned. And every now and then, I go there and think about not having him. And that's not what I should do, because the pain starts coming back. Almost 50 years, the pain comes back. God says, don't go there. I heal the pain. Don't go there. Think about the joy and the funny things. Sitting up there watching the Oriole baseball games and we're eating crabs and drinking RC Cola. Some of you older folks know what RC Cola is, World Crying Cola.
Oh, my goodness.
That's going back a long ways.
Yes.
But we're sitting up there doing that. You think about the good times, babies. Young man, young woman, father, mother, grandpa, think about the good times. Yes, you blew it. You didn't mean to rob the bank, but you drank too many old granddad or Captain Morgan's, and you got drunk and you went in and robbed the bank. And they put you in jail for 5 or 10 years.
Mm.
But you got out of jail. Don't go back there. Think about the victory. You're free. You got to deal with your life again. Yes, you made a mistake. Don't dwell on the mistake. And God forgave. Jesus said on the cross, Lord, Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing. You weren't even knowing what you're doing when you made that mistake. Or you could have known what you were doing, but you still made a mistake. But he forgave you. Oh, don't go there, y'all.
Amen.
But you don't understand. Don't go there. That's a horror picture. Because it takes you back. It stops you from going forward. It freezes you into a form. You can't go forward. You'll be susceptible to all kinds of other attacks when you go there. In the horror picture, they said, just don't open that cellar door. Don't look in the basement. If you open up that cellar door, something's going to jump out on you. Lord, have mercy.
Oh, my goodness.
Give me the first scripture. Glory to God.
Oh, wow. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Okay. Start with, read 5:7 and then go to 17. Go ahead.
5:7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
You heard?
In 5:17.
Wait. I need to enunciate. Faith begins with what? The letter what?
F.
F. Future begins with what?
F.
When you walk by faith, you step into the future. You create a new existence when you step it out in faith, faith in God, faith of God. Go ahead, read 17.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
You've got to get the revelation from that. You're a new creation. You're not just like the old. That's why Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and perfect and acceptable will of God. You are a new creation. You don't think like you used to think. You don't deal like the world deals with stuff. Something's happened in your life, and the world, they'd be running down the middle of the street screaming and pulling their hair out. As a Christian, as a born again Holy Ghost-filled, tongue-talking, fire-baptized Christian, you're not running beside them doing the same thing.
Amen.
Please hope not. Glory to God. Oh, read another scripture.
Oh, my gosh. John 8:32. Hallelujah. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
What's the truth? About circumstances, situations, conditions, loved ones that have gone. The truth is that, number one, they're on the winning team. They're rooting you, rooting from heaven. Praise God. They knew the Lord. Hallelujah. Because they knew the Lord. The truth is what Shakana. Hallelujah. I ain't gonna be bogged down in this thing. I know it hurts sometimes. Sometimes you can't help yourself. But then think about the truth of God. Hallelujah. To be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Those mistakes, those horrendous mistakes, those little mistakes you made, blah, blah, blah. They've been covered with the blood. Covered in the blood. But you don't see, you don't know. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. I went into the daycare center and robbed the daycare center. I took candy from the children and ran out. He forgives you for that, too.
Amen.
You keep beating yourself up. That's just like you going down the street and somebody trying to yoke you and you helping them out. And say, let me help you. I'm gonna beat me up too. That don't make sense, does it?
No.
Come on, y'all. The truth shall set you free. Knowing the truth shall set you free. This is the truth of God. That's what we're talking about. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. The truth shall make you free. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Sure.
Philippians 3:13-14.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead now.
Yeah. Brethren, I count not myself to have...
apprehended?
Yes.
Stop right there. That means understood. Made aware. You know, because a lot of times I say, God, why? Don't ask him why. Tell him, heal me, baby. Heal me, God. Heal me, Lord. Hallelujah. Heal me, Savior. Heal me, brother. Hallelujah. Whatever you want to call Christ. Hey, Lord, heal my body. Heal my mind, my spirit, Lord.
Yes.
I don't understand. Maybe I'll understand it better by and by. But right now, I don't understand. But it's not to understand. Go ahead and read some more.
But this one thing I do.
Come on.
Forgetting those things which are behind.
Wait a minute, stop right there. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. This is one thing I do. You got to do this. You got to do this. You got to do this. Go ahead. This one thing. Go ahead, read it.
And reaching forth unto those things which are before.
Deal with the future. Come on now. What?
I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Forgetting those things which are behind. Okay, if you're going to think about the good things that happened. Because all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. But you got to forget that they can't be in your eyesight. You got to look forward. You got to go forward. Hallelujah. Read that scripture again, 13 and 14.
That was Philippians.
Philippians 3, 13 and 14, I think.
Yes. Philippians 3 and 10. Turn back to the page. Hallelujah.
I apologize, Pastor.
Okay, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended.
Understood.
But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Do you know what the high calling of God is? Spiritual maturity. Being where Christ wants you to be. Well, his destiny is to be to see the face of God. Give me another scripture, y'all.
Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Hallelujah. People are watching you. See how you handle stuff. Read that scripture again, because y'all got to get this in your spirit. Go ahead, read that again.
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses.
People are watching you, a whole lot of them. Go ahead.
Let us lay aside every weight.
The stuff that's your baggage. Put the baggage down. I know. Loss was involved. I know. I mean, you may have spent years and put it down. Don't carry that baggage. Go ahead, read some more.
And the sin which doth so easily be.
Look, God has forgiven you. God has taken. He's healed you to go back and negate his healing to him to know to do good and do it not to him it is sin. You better listen to that and check that scripture out. To him who knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. We got to press toward the mark for the prize. We got to keep on keeping on, because folk are depending on us to give them a faith extender. They're depending on us to show them the way, because they in darkness. They see the light at the end of the tunnel, but they need to follow the light. And guess what? You are the light, Matthew 5 says. Come on, Yakabota Shakara. We don't want you to hide your light. We don't want you to put it out. We don't want it to be a little flicker. We want it to be a flame, as Sister Pamela says. Come on now.
Let's go.
Go ahead now.
Is it? Elder Kibbe said, we ain't a flicker, we a flame.
Oh, that's Elder Kibbe says that. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Patience.
Hallelujah.
Now, God's going to heal that wound. Sometimes you just got to wait. Stop picking at it. Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
If you got to put a Band-Aid or a wrap it or something, do that. Stop picking at it. I know it's bad. I know it hurts. Glory to God. Let God heal you, my dear. And you thank him every day. I thank you for my healing, Lord. I thank you for my healing, Lord. Thank you for my healing, Lord. I thank you for my healing, Lord.
Amen.
You know, when I was in school, sometimes if you did something wrong, you had to write a word 100 times. You remember that?
Oh, I was a good girl.
you didn't have to do that. But I think I did. I don't know, but I was pretty good myself until I got out of school. Then I was very bad. But anyway, that's another story. But anyway, hallelujah. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Colossians 2:21.
That's your kind of
touch not. Taste not. Handle not.
God is trying to save your life.
Mm-mm-mm.
You can't drive your car a long ways looking backwards.
Amen.
Because if you do, you might miss that sinkhole that's 50 foot deep that's in front of you.
Mm.
God is trying to save your life. Don't look in the basement. Touch not, taste not, handle not the poisonous thing.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't if you don't understand that God's healing will take you past that, it's going to be poison to you because it stunts your growth. You remember in the old days that you say if you smoke cigarettes,
right,
it stunts your growth?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the mere fact is that handling the unclean thing or handling the thing that's poison to you now. Now, they tell me in Papua New Guinea that when folk are starving, they will cautiously catch that hooded Batua bird and cook him. But they say when it's cooked, it smells like garbage. So it's the last resort. Because when you're starving, in some places, I remember in Samaria, they were starving, they ate rats, and then they one person killed the child and ate them.
Lord, the Lord.
Lord,
yes, you're
don't go there, y'all.
Don't
you live in the past. See, when you live in the past, your growth becomes stymied.
Jesus.
Your progress becomes stymied.
Jesus.
You're almost in psychosis. You know, psychosis, you know, what do you call it? What is it? Building imaginary castles in the sand. And the guy who's psychotic is the one that lives in it, you know? It's almost there because that's how folks are still dealing with stuff that happened 50 years ago. I talked to a lady down south, and she's in her 70s or early 80s, and she's still upset with her mama because her mama didn't treat her the way she thought she ought to be treated. And she's still talking about it today. And she want to write a book about her mama and what her mama did. And her progress is stunted because she lived in the past. God will heal you if you let him. See, healing, the Bible says in 1 Peter 2:24b, with the stripes we were healed. In other words, that's happened already. But see, we got to step in the healing. I'm waiting for God to heal me. No, God is waiting for you to step into your healing.
Hallelujah.
You got to do something. Faith without works is James 1:17. James 1:25. I think faith without works is then. Oh, Lord, I'm getting more scriptures, aren't I? Y'all got to do something. I'm not talking about salvation. You got to surrender to the Lord. But I'm talking about you want to be a balanced Christian. You want to be a mature Christian. Because, see, babies deal with certain things a different way. But when you become an adult, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you put away childish things. You grow up. You mature. Some of these things we ask you to do, don't look in the basement. I mean, curiosity killed the cat. You open that door and something's going to jump out at you. Glory to God. You eat the hooded patua. Patua. Sound like somebody spitting something out. And if you try to eat that, you're going to spit it out. Because it'll make you look. One scientist had a feather touch his lips. And immediately, his lips and his tongue became numb. Not a minute later, not 10 minutes later, a day later, immediately. Some things don't go there. You're going to have immediate a consequence of going there. The subject of tonight's lesson is what? Don't go there.
Go there.
Don't go there. But I don't go there. You say, but if you go there, think about the good times, the good things, the blessings, because the mistake you made and the good that came out of it, because all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and all the call of courses. Not some things, not a few things, all things. So even the bad moments work together. Even your mistakes, hallelujah, work together for good, because you are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I need you to go back to Philippians 3, verse 13 and verse 14, because you need to understand what we're saying tonight. Don't go there. It hampers your progress. It will hamper you ministering to your children, to your husband, to your family, to your community, to your church, to your coworkers. Don't go there. Read that scripture again.
Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended.
Stop. Don't try to figure out your boss. Don't try to figure out what happened to you. Why? 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 You going down the middle of the screen, pulling out your hair, screaming, why? Why? Is that going to change anything?
No.
Are trying to blame stuff on a whole lot of people, is that going to change anything? In other words, excuses. Blame it on somebody else. Is that going to change what happened? Because as far as I know, the time machine has not been perfected yet.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't go back in time and change that. Hallelujah. So go ahead and read some more there.
But this one thing I do.
Do. You got to do something. You got to not go there. Where do you go? You lean on the everlasting arms. You lean on Jesus. Go ahead, read.
Forgetting those things which are behind.
That's what you do. You got to forget the. Yeah. Is it hard? Yes, sometimes it is. It's not like falling off a log. But this
power
one, you could ask Jesus to help you. Because sometimes we can't do it by ourselves.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
We can't do it. Especially if something happens and it's traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
We got to, Lord, I lean on you. I don't understand it, but I don't need to understand it. I need to have you heal and be with me. I need you to comfort me. I need you to give me peace.
Hallelujah.
To surpasses all understanding.
Yes, yes.
Go ahead, read some more.
And reaching forth unto those things which are before.
Yeah, you got some goals and some milestones and the things that God wants you to reach. You can't reach it if you're looking backwards.
Amen.
You're trying to go to Washington, and you're looking backwards the whole way. You won't make it out of a two or three blocks from where you started. There's going to be a crash somewhere.
Yep.
You're going to mess up. And, you know, where are you coming from? What happened? You know, again, we're not just saying it wasn't important or wasn't crucial or what. We're not saying that. We say don't live in that place. Because that place is in your past. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift of God. That's why they call it a present. In the present, you do. Go ahead, read some more.
I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
You're a minister of reconciliation. You're supposed to show other people where the life water is, where they can find food, eternal food. And if you're not on your J-O-B, a lot of people will be lost because of you not being on your J-O-B. Blood is going to be on your hands. Of course, some of this is hard. It's hard not to go there. But you got to not go there. Hallelujah. Thank you. Was that the end of that scripture?
Yes. That was verse 13 and 14.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your healing virtue. We thank you, Lord, for how your word says, with your stripes we were healed. We step into your healing right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Spirit, mind, body, and soul. We even ask, God, that you heal the wounds of our past, the wounds inflicted by our family members, our loved ones, our husbands, our wives, our children, our bosses, hallelujah, God, the bullies in the pulpit, hallelujah, our church members, oh God,
yes,
people in the community, we, according to God, we thank you, Lord, for healing.
In the name of Jesus.
We step into the healing now.
Yes, God, thank
so
you.
So that we may grow,
yes,
and glow. And let our light shine.
Yes.
Because a whole lot of people are depending on us. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We praise your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold increase in blessing, Lord. And we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And the church said,
amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Again, the title of today's message was,
Don't
go there. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Peters. The floor is yours.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Bird, for the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God for giving us this to go there. Hallelujah. And thank God for giving you words that will stick with us. When he gives you a sermon, when he gives you a word to share, he gives us a catchy phrase that will stick with us. Hallelujah. Saints of God, if you would like to drop us a hallelujah, you may address your envelope. If you want to call us, if you need to call us when the broadcast goes off, or to text me for the scriptures, that number to text me for the scriptures is 443-416-1201. If you'd like to drop us a line in the mail, please address your envelope, RYMM, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God. And if you'd like to call us when the broadcast goes off, that number is 410-444-5152. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Lord, I confess my sins, Lord God. I believe in my heart, Lord God, that Jesus, that you were raised from the dead.
Hallelujah.
And now you're sitting on the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. Make an intercession for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for coming to my heart. Hallelujah, saving me. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. It's as simple as that. If you prayed that prayer, hallelujah, Jesus Christ now abides in your heart. Hallelujah. It's not deep. It's not deep. Hallelujah. If you need a Bible, if you want to read the word of God every day, hallelujah, drop us a line or call us. Say, hey, I want a Bible. I want to be able to read the word of God. I want to be able to follow y'all with the scriptures when you read. Hallelujah. 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. The line is busy. Please leave a message. Hallelujah. We praise God for you. The angels in heaven rejoices when one gives their heart over to the Lord.
Praise
hallelujah.
God.
We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Have a blessed holiday on tomorrow. Don't forget to start your morning off with a bang with Jesus. 605-475-4800, access code 759-849-POUND. Hallelujah. 7 o'clock in the morning, we have praise and worship.
Pastor,
thank you.
Give that number again so they can really get it.
605-475-4800, access code 759-849-POUND.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Bless you all. We love you. God loves you. Nothing you can do about it.
Praise God.
And remember this. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who's in your house?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
See you on Sunday.
On. He was a born to a virgin named Mary on Christmas Day. He bled and he just died on the cross to take sin away. You take him high. You take him low. You take JC wherever you go. Now tell me who. Who. Tell me who's in the house.
JC.
Tell me who's in the house.
Praise God.